Looks like nobody signed up for public comments, so I'm going to call to order the Taney County Commission meeting. Monday, March 20th, 2017, 9:02 a.m. Any commission remarks? Approval of payroll.
Move to approve checks numbers 444154 through 444187.
Payroll? Is that payroll?
You say payroll or accounts payable? I'm sorry.
I said payroll. Approval.
My bad. Move to approve payroll.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Okay, now we're on accounts. Approval of accounts payable.
Move to approve checks numbers 444154 through 444187. Okay. And checks numbers 444189 through 444274. Warrants 6724 through 6728. There are no journal entries or transfers. Note that I left out check number 444188.
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to approve check number 444188.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Ms. Wyatt, do you want the record to reflect that you left the room, or you just want...
That would be fine.
If you don't mind doing that, please.
Approval of previous meeting and executive session minutes for March 13th, 2017.
I make a motion that we approve the previous minutes of March 13th.
I made some corrections on them. Do you want to look at that real quick? Let me see what I'm saying with corrections. Where it says, it doesn't say that it says that you made the motion to approve an agreement, and then it just says Commissioner Williams. It doesn't say seconded the motion, so I added that in there.
Okay.
It doesn't change any of them. See right there? It just says Commissioner Williams. Okay. It doesn't say seconded the motion.
On the agreement for extended cash, it just failed to say that.
Right.
Yeah.
And then there was another one. It just said that we motioned to enter, but it doesn't give that you seconded it and that we voted on it.
I did question that, but I thought that maybe it covered it over where they...
No, that was done in regular session, so it needs... Okay. You're not in exec until you vote.
Okay, so we're saying the executive session with those corrections.
Those are the changes I made. Just wanted to point that out to you. Okay.
Commissioner White seconded the motion and motion. So I'll just say... and
with corrections. You want to amend your...
Motion passed by...
roll call vote.
Roll call vote.
If you can read my chicken scratch. So you can amend your motion, just say, with corrections.
I make a motion to approve the minutes of March the 13th with corrections as noted.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries on the previous meeting minutes.
Did your motion include the... It didn't state executive or regular. It just said minutes of that day.
Of the previous minutes. It did not include the executive session minutes.
Move to approve executive session minutes for March 13, 2017.
Do we have a second with discussion? Did you want some discussion on this?
You can second it if you want to.
I'll second the motion. With discussion, do you want, is there any discussion?
I can't second it because to approve the executive minutes, due to the fact that I do not believe they affect the happenings of the executive session of March 13, 2017.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed?
Nay.
Motion carries. AB Fine Road and Boat Ramp License.
little sunshine.
I have a letter dated November 22nd, 2016 from Mr. Cotty. He's reviewed the proposed Department of the Army license for a road and launching ramp Bull Shoals Lake Taney County and approved to form. The agreement supersedes an existing license for terms 10 years, commencing September 21st, 2012, and ending September 20th, 2022.
Was you speaking on that?
Yeah, we're good with it. We looked it over.
It says the agreement obligates the county for the cost of utilities and other government-supplied services and for the cost of damages done by the county. The agreement includes language by which the county indemnifies the federal government for damages, claims, other than claims arising out of fault or negligence of the United States. That's just standard.
What damages would that imply?
Unless somebody got down there and got stuck or something, maybe, and caused some damages on the core property, is the only ones I would know.
Would you read that again, Commissioner Wilker, please?
The agreement obligates the county for the cost of utilities and other government-supplied services and for the cost of damages done by the county. The agreement includes language by which the county indemnifies the federal government for damages, for damage claims other than claims arising out of the fault or negligence of the United States. Upon termination of the agreement, the county is to restore the premises to a condition satisfactory to the federal government.
The cost of utilities, do we pay utilities in any way at the AB5?
I don't think there's any down there, is there?
I didn't think there was. I thought it was just a boat ramp.
There probably is to their boat docks, but that would be it. But they take care of that, the landowners, the dock owners.
And utilities would be in their name then?
Mm-hmm. Move to approve the AB Fine Road and Boat Ramp License line between Taney County and Department of Army. I assume it's Corps of Engineers.
That is Army's
Department
Corps
of Engineers. Just the legal, I guess, is Department of the Army license.
Yeah, that is Corps of Engineers. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Agreement for transport, semi-tractor truck.
Who is that bid awarded to?
MHC Kenworth.
What is it?
It should be Kenworth MHC.
MHC?
I have a letter here from Mr. Cotty dated March 10, 2017. He's reviewed the agreement and approved it as to form.
Move to approve the agreement for the transport semi-tractor truck by and between MHC Kenworth and Taney County.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Agreement for corrugated steel culverts.
Should be Metal Culverts Incorporated.
Culverts, Inc.
And we have a letter here from Mr. Cotty approving the agreement.
Move to approve the agreement for corrugated steel culverts by and between Taney County and Metal Culverts Incorporated.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Caney County Collector, waiving penalties and interest on the 2015 real estate. This was in your box upstairs.
Do you have the packet that I gave? It shows a copy of the return notice that was sent to the customer stating that the reason we returned his 15 check was because he hadn't paid his 11 and 12 tax bill. And the reason for that tax bill, we find out, is Central Fire. He is the last one that has not paid his Central Fire. And I spoke with the customer, and he has the funds, and he says if we can waive the 15 penalties in interest on the 15 real estate only, then he's got the funds to pay it all up. And that is the exact amount of the check, the $19,733.61 would pay his 15 bill.
Madam Collector, you might want to give him a little history on the Central Fire, how it was allowed in the court to not.
Yeah, we have no penalties and interest on the Central Fire, and I believe it was the added on in the spring of 13, and it was for all the 12s and 11s, Central Fire that had been left off the statements. And I used my reasoning for 52-240 on the state statutes, saying that no penalty or interest imposed under any law shall be charged on any real tax when there's clear evidence that the county made an error in determining taxes owed by a taxpayer. We did send him the statement for the correct amount, and he did pay the correct amount. It's just that we returned it based on 11 and 12 not being paid at that time. Another part of the problem was that he was out of country part of that time and was using a property management company to pay the taxes. So when the check was returned, they put it in a working account instead of his tax account and used it for other expenses. So whenever he got back, the funds were no longer there. So that's why it's taken him longer to recoup the funds to pay it. His regular 2011 and 2012 tax bills were paid on time, December of 11 and December of 12.
Do you want that actual parcel number? Part of the motion, probably.
You need me to read it?
No, I got it right here. Thank you. Move to approve the waiving penalties of interest on 2015 real estate on parcel number 04-9.0-29-001-006. -015.000 as presented by the county collector.
Would you like to add per statute 52-240 so it reflects the legal right to
amend it to add per section 52-240?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Industrial Development Authority appointment.
I think we had.
We have one.
One out of applicant?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Is that Mr. Albritton?
Yes.
And we've already. I know he checked with his counsel to make sure it wouldn't be
yeah.
Move to appoint.